You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and very pleased to have with me the musical director and conductor of the New Bedford Symphony Orchestra, Dr. David McKenzie. Welcome, Dr. David.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Can we call you David? Is that
good?
You
can indeed.
All right. Great to have you with us this evening. The New Bedford Symphony Orchestra, mm-hmm. a longstanding tradition.
Right. People don't always recognize the fact that the New Bedford Symphony has been around. Next season will be our 95th season. We're actually in the process of already beginning to plan for our 100th anniversary.
Wow.
And it's been a mainstay of access for classical music to the south coast of Massachusetts for 95 years.
And like a lot of symphony orchestras, I'm sure that it's not just, you say, the south coast of Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about people, I'm sure, that come from Rhode Island, eastern or western Rhode Island.
And, exactly. We have folks from Rhode Island that come. We have people that come from the Cape, even from the islands, mm-hmm. for our performances. So we really consider our service area from pretty much Fall River and west, all the way across to Carver and Wareham and the edges of the Cape.
Right. And do you have a particular home of where you play as far
yes,
as...
Yes, our home is... We're very, very lucky to have a wonderful facility, the Zeiterion Performing Arts Center,
of course,
which
yeah.
anyone who knows New Bedford knows. It was designed to be a vaudeville theater. Mm-hmm. Al Jolson actually mm-hmm. was the opening act in the 20s. And it's gone through a couple of renovations, and we've been very lucky to get a wonderful acoustic shell. So it's a wonderful performance spot, beautiful location
yeah.
inside, and wonderful acoustics.
Those are great theaters, those theaters that were designed
don't
for
make
that
them like that anymore.
They don't make them that way anymore. I've had the privilege of performing there many times, and it is a great jewel
yeah.
and a nice thing to have in the city of New Bedford.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of programs throughout the year that attract, I'm sure, a wide audience.
We do. Well, we work to create a programming that... obviously, we can't specialize in one. We can't do a whole season of Beethoven.
Right.
Although that would be wonderful and well worthwhile as far as the musicians are concerned. We do try to appeal to all segments of our constituency. So we have, in addition to our regular classical programs, we do pops programs. We have a summer pops. We have a winter pops that we do. Our holiday pops concert, which has become extremely successful in December, which really is supposed to touch the heartstrings and warm the cockles of your heart. Whatever a cockle is in your heart, it will warm it.
It'll warm it.
But we really try to bring also soloists who oftentimes will appeal to a wider demographic. By that, I mean that we bring in, generally try to bring in young, rising soloists. Mm-hmm. This coming year, we have a program. This last year, we had two stunning soloists that came in and performed that no one had ever heard before, but their jaws were on the floor after they heard them perform. Eva León was a wonderful Spanish violinist who is now mm-hmm. located in New York. And then Alexander Gindin, a Russian, he was actually the winner of the 2007 Cleveland International Piano Competition, came in and did a Rachmaninoff that, you know, we'll get a chance to hear him a little bit. Just an amazing player. I mean, people that have heard the world's great pianist were just amazed at
right.
how he plays. So we've been very lucky, and that energy and excitement of young artists tends to attract young audiences as well. So
sure, of course. Now, just to get a little bit of background about you, you're relatively new to the area.
I am
about 3 or 4 years.
Yes, I came to the orchestra first in 2005 in the fall as a consultant, and then became music director the following year. And this is now I'm in my third season as music director.
All right. Well, let's get to some music. We'll have an opportunity to find out more about the programs that the symphony is going to be having throughout the year. But let's get to this first piece of music that you brought for us today.
Yes, this is from a recent performance of the symphony. It's the Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov Capriccio Espanol, which is sort of a mainstay of both classical seasoned performances and also pops performances. It's just a stunning showpiece for the orchestra. And in this program, we didn't feature a soloist. We didn't bring in a soloist. It's called an orchestral showcase. So we really wanted to put the spotlight on the orchestra. And so we were going to hear the last movement of the 5 movements of the Capriccio Espanol.
We are listening to some great music by the New Bedford Symphony Orchestra. And this year's program, interestingly enough, David, is called The Year of the Piano, correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, we always have surveys to our audience after performances, and we have had been really blessed with some wonderful piano artists over the last few years. And so people say, well, bring back more pianists. So we said, okay, we're going to do something really different, and we're going to do an entire season of piano artists. And so we have four solo artists, solo pianists, that are coming to work with us, two of whom who have worked with us before. Alexander Gendon, who I mentioned earlier, he performed the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto as our opening concert last year. And this coming season, he'll be performing the Prokofiev Third Piano Concerto in C major, which is one of the definite showpieces and difficult pieces of the repertoire. And we'll also have an American pianist, Sasha Gendon is Russian, and we have an American pianist who I've worked with many times, Norman Krieger, who is a professor of piano at the University of Southern California. And he's sort of the go-to Brahms replacement soloist. When somebody gets sick around the world they're scheduled to do one of the Brahms concertos, they call Norman, and he runs wherever there and does that. He's a phenomenal player in other repertoire. He's going to be doing a Gershwin piano concerto in F.
Great.
And then we have a couple of young soloists, one from the Ukraine and one from Italy. And so we're going to sort of let you hear our young soloist, Roberto Plano, Italian. He's going to be performing the Scherzo Third Movement from the Brahms Third Piano Concerto. And it just gives you an idea of the soloists that we have. And, you know, we're very excited because this is what we're going to be doing with these four soloists. It'll be a kind of a chronological exploration of four of the great piano concertos. So Roberto, the example you'll be hearing, Roberto will be playing a Brahms sonata for piano, but he'll actually be doing the Beethoven Emperor Concerto with us. So we start with Beethoven, then we go with Marina Lomazov, who we'll hear in just a few minutes. She'll be performing Tchaikovsky First Piano Concerto. Then Sasha will perform Prokofiev Third, and then we'll end up with the American composer George Gershwin and his surprising concerto in F.
Thank you.
sure people listening to this will want to know, how can they listen in person to these wonderful concerts?
Well, we our season begins on September 12th, coming up, and Roberto will be our first soloist performing the Beethoven Piano Concerto, the fifth piano concerto. And we generally do one performance a month. We have a performance in mid-October, October the 18th, a Sunday afternoon. We go over to the stunning church, St. Anthony of Padua Church, which features the Poulenc Gloria, which is one of my favorite choral pieces of all time, and the Gabriel Fauré, the Requiem. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be Sunday, October the 18th. We also have a family holiday pops concert on Sunday. We have two performances on Saturday, rather, December 19th.
And if someone is interested in getting tickets for any of this, they can go to a website or a phone number?
They can indeed. They can. Our performance facility is the Zyterian Performing Arts Center. And the box office phone number, if you care to contact them, is area code 508-994-2900. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can also go to Zyterion, Zeiterion.org. And go click on tickets and you can get that. If you need to contact the NBSO directly, our telephone number is 508-999-6276.
Right now, let's get to our next artist.
Yes, Marina Lomozov is a young Ukrainian pianist who's been in the United States for a while now and is just a superbly passionate, dramatic soloist, and she is going to be performing, as I said, the Tchaikovsky First Piano Concerto. We have a little excerpt from a solo CD of hers, and when she's doing one of Franz Liszt's Transcendental Etudes. This is number 10, and they're so-called, I think, mainly because they're transcendentally difficult, and this will give you an idea of her capabilities.
All right, we'll listen to that, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more with Dr. David McKenzie and the New Bedford Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations and having a great evening listening to music from the New Bedford Symphony Orchestra and talking with Dr. David McKenzie, the musical director and conductor. And I noticed in the pamphlet, the brand new beautiful brochure that you have for next year's season, there's a segment in that brochure called Music in the Mornings. Tell us about that.
Well, Music in the Mornings is sort of the linchpin of our educational outreach program. We have a variety of programs, much like any orchestra would, young people's concerts and performances in the schools and things. But really, what I think one of the unique aspects of what we do is we have this program, Music in the Mornings, which is based around a music listening program created out of Canada, the Brummett Taylor Music Listening Program. And essentially, the way it works is that we place these programs in elementary schools and show them how to operate it. Essentially, it's in 53 schools now, from all the Fall River schools all the way across the South Coast to Wareham and Carver. Between 17 and 18,000 elementary school students begin every day by listening to classical music.
That's an amazing number.
And the way the program works is that the bell rings, usually in these schools, the bell rings and the principal comes on. They'll do announcements or say the Pledge of Allegiance. But the principal will come on the loudspeaker and say, "Good morning, it's time for the New Bedford Symphony Orchestra's Music in the Mornings program. Today's feature composer is..." And it could be Johann Sebastian Bach, Johannes Brahms, it could be Beethoven, it could be Stravinsky, it could be Copland, or even Zoltán Kodály and many lesser-known composers. But the principal then reads a very brief 30-second script that introduces who the composer is, where they lived, when they lived, and what they were trying to communicate in their music. It doesn't try to teach the children about music per se. It basically opens the doors of perception so that the children can experience the music. And then they play the piece over the loudspeaker. The entire school stops and participates as one. And then at the end of that, they say, "Have a nice day." And everyone goes on about their school. And they will repeat that same piece every day for a week. So that's where I call this program 5-5-5. 5 minutes of music, 5 days a week for 5 years. And it by the end of that week, the students and the teachers, by the way, have gained a pretty deep familiarity with the piece. And then that same piece will cycle through a five-year cycle. So it literally is five years of programming, enrichment programming for a school. And at the end of that, they start all over again with a whole new group of kids. It's a perpetual program.
An amazing, amazing program. All right, let's go to our next piece of music and tell us what you have for us now.
Okay, we're going to play just a brief example from Alexander Genden, who will be performing, our next soloist, will be performing the Prokofiev Third Piano Concerto. This is an excerpt from his performance last September with us, the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto No. 3, and this is the slow movement.
All right, this is a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to that, and then we'll take another short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversations and finding out an awful lot of information about the New Bedford Symphony Orchestra and some wonderful programs that they have going on. And David, you have a summer event you can tell us about.
We do. We have an annual benefit concert that we do. That we've done it for many years at Fort Tabor Park. And this year, the Catansett Club in Marion welcomed us in to do our performance there. We call it Symphony Seaside Swing. And essentially, we put up a large, beautiful canopy right by the ocean and do an outdoor dinner, dance, auction. It's quite an event. And
really?
The orchestra actually converts itself into a swing orchestra. So I write arrangements, and our singer brings some arrangements, and we do an evening of big band hits with strings.
Wow!
So we have a big band that we add a full string section to, and it's a wonderful evening, a beautiful meal, wonderful auction opportunities, and a dance floor so everyone can come out by the sea and just have a wonderful evening.
And that's the kind of thing that that people can buy tickets to?
They can. The best thing to do is to call the Symphony Office at 508-999-6276. And it is a benefit evening, and a portion of the ticket is tax deductible.
All right. That's the way you can help support the New Bedford Symphony Orchestra. And we've had some wonderful music that we've had the opportunity to listen to today. And we have one more piece that David is going to tell us about, and then we're going to have to kind of wrap up because we've listened to a lot of music. Some of the pieces are a little bit lengthier than normal for our program.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you with us, and thank you so much for coming by.
It's been a great pleasure. And anytime I can share the word about the orchestra, I'm happy to do
so. Well, it sounds like we'll have to have you back again real soon.
Pleasure.
And understand you're taking a little trips, a little vacation.
I am, yes, finally going to Europe for a month. It's a much-needed vacation.
Congratulations, and have a wonderful trip, and thanks again for coming. Tell us about this last piece of music.
This is actually from a year ago, our previous season, and it is a performance we did in late March of 2008. It's the last movement, the Allegro, from, I think, the most Czech of all of Dvorak's works. It is Symphony No. 8 in G major, which is my personal favorite of his symphonies, and this is it's hard to describe the last movement, except it's really, really Czech.
All right.
It's a wonderful piece.
All right. Thanks once again for being with us. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Conducting Conversations. See you next week.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.